Al, you can turn it on.
Okay, Charles.
Yeah.
You're all set. Okay. You are recording.
Okay.
Did you get the button? Nope. I got it. I got it.
I think it's on. Right? Isn't it on?
You're good.
Yeah. Right. Thanks. Okay, praise the Lord. Amen. You know, we serve a great and mighty God, folks. I'll tell you. You know, I really thank and praise God for Pastor Bill complimenting me because of me doing what God has inquired me to do. In essence, he receives all the glory and honor. Because the God that I serve is everything to me. And one of my heart desire is that every single one of you, and I'm not the final authority, but my desire is that every one of you will get to the point where I am at just trusting God every time you read scriptures and he's given you instruction to be doers of that word. Like I said, I'm not the final authority. Okay? I'm using myself as an example. Amen? Amen? Amen. I want you to remember that. Okay? Because I am what I am because of what I've exposed myself to. And that is the Word of God, to be a servant here on earth. And I thank and praise God for my pastor. Just an outstanding man of God. And I know that. I know that very well, and everyone here does as well. Amen? I did not say good morning to everyone, because normally I make a habit of that. Because my daily life is that when I come in the presence of anyone, I greet them. I say, good morning. And, you know, it's a good thing because I want to represent the kingdom of God really well. And I want to rely on the helper that he's given me. Because he's inside of me. I want to rely on that. Because that's why he sent the helper to us. Amen? Now, before I get into my message, I want everyone to turn to Proverbs chapter 3. And I want you also to, you know, turn to Romans chapter 15 and verse 13. Because Proverbs, now this is a big influence that the Spirit of God has had on me through Pastor Bill. I thank and praise God for my brother because, boy, you're talking, I thank and praise God for him being so sensitive to the Spirit of God. Because I did not read Proverbs on a daily basis, but I found out how motivating and how encouraging it is to me. You're talking about wisdom? It's one of the most wonderful things that I ever made a decision on to do. Daily. And if I miss a day, during the course of that day, it just seems like something is missing. But I do more than just read Proverbs. Because I make a habit of reading a couple of Psalms. Sometimes I'm led, if they're small, I read like four or five of them. And during the course of that time, what is happening? Faith is coming. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen? Amen. Amen. Right. Amen. Now, so now everybody's there. So now we're going to, I'm going to read verse 5 and 6 because my text is taken from these two scriptures. Verse 5. No, 3. Verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Amen. And saints, I want you to keep this in mind as I share what God has placed in my heart. And basically what I'm sharing is like the title of my message, okay? Before we go, I haven't forgot Romans 15 and 13. The title of my message is How I Trust God. How I Trust God. Now, I want you to turn to Romans chapter 15. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The word is good. The word is great. The word is powerful. The word is more powerful than a two-edged sword. I pray that everyone here has come with an expectancy of expecting God to reveal something in his word for them today. I think that everyone should have that mindset before they leave home or during the course of the week as you spend time in his word. Now, verse 13. Now, I'm going to give a definition, but I want you to keep this in mind that, I'll share that later. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy, peace, and believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Remember who our helper is. Remember that. Amen. Now this is how the Spirit of God leads me. Now, what is trust? Now, I have the definition of trust from my Bible dictionary, and I had a lot of confidence in that because I have a study Bible that was, I'll say, influenced by Jack Hayford. And, you know, like I've been under that man's teaching. He's just an outstanding man of God. But the verb to put one's confidence in, to commit or place one's care, 3, to rely on. Now, the noun, assured in reliance on the character, ability, strength, or truth of someone or something. Hope, and also believe and faith. It's a lot there said, but it's pretty simple. Some things that you might read in the scripture that you might not understand, but lean not unto your own understanding. This is where that trust comes from, trusting God. Now, bear with me. I had a little clip here, and I want to move that here as I flip through my pages here. Now that you know what trust is. How do you develop that trust? How do you develop that trust in someone or something? I came to the conclusion of I have to spend time. I have to spend time with whoever it may be or some device that man might have created for me to put trust in that and just believe it. Because believing is trust. And at the same time, in order to develop this seer trust, is developing relationship. I think a relationship is very important. Relationship. And then you will find out, if this is a person, you will find out what type of principles that their life is built upon. Amen? Right. Because this is what we do. Because me as a young boy growing up, especially at the age around, I say, 12 and on up, there was young men in the neighborhood. You know, you would ask these young men to do certain things for you, boy stuff, you know. And there was young men that you could trust for them to do something. And there was young men that you couldn't trust. And the reason being is that this young man that I could not trust, wasn't totally his fault. It's because of the environment that he comes out of. Just think about it. It's critical. Because everyone here is a result of the environment that they've come out of before they accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. You know, just think about if that young age and you're influenced by the Word of God. Now we're establishing some great principles to live by if those principles wasn't instilled in you when you're young growing up. Because I lived in an environment, my mom and my dad were Christian folks. They were God-fearing people. But there was a number of things I realized as I got older, they did not know. And the reason why they didn't know is because they weren't taught. But thank God for now. Thank God for now. Parents now don't have any excuse now. Because there was a reverting back to my parents' time. They were a victim of the environment that they grew up under, where slavery influence was there, and reading, you better not get caught reading, because they strung you up, okay? So they were influenced and affected by that. But like I said, thank God for today. You have no excuses, no excuses whatsoever, because the Word says very plainly, train up a child in the way they should go. Yes. Train them up in the way they should go when they get older. Right. If they fall away, they'll come back. No, it don't say that. For many years, I heard that. And, you know, like, at one point, I was accepting that. You know, and I says, no, that's not what the Word says. It doesn't say that. He said, train them up in the way they should go. When they get old, they will not depart from it. Amen. They will not depart from it. Amen. That's what it says. And that's what the parents need to say on a consistent basis. Yes. Yes. That my child will not depart from the Word of God. Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen? Amen? All right. So, now, trusting God. After the first time I trusted God was when I was a young man and I accepted Him as my personal Savior because there was an invitation given. But you might say that the example I gave earlier that, well, you didn't have any time to develop any trust in God. Well, I didn't say anything about my past, the influence my past had on me, the environment that I grew up under. That I, as a young man, like I said about my parents, they were God-fearing people. And I was influenced by people that knew who Jesus was. And every time they talked about Jesus, it was always good. It was always good. And that had a big influence on me, even at a young age. I can recall when I was a young boy, when TV was just black and white, on Sunday mornings, like before church, I would sit and watch the TV, and it just was unfortunate how I was the only child in the living room watching the TV, and I had it on Oral Roberts. I was gravitate toward that until the end of the show. I watched that. You know, I believe very strongly that played a key part in my spiritual development at this point in time in my life. Now, once I received, so now when the invitation of salvation was given, I had no problems stepping up and responding and accepting because of that influence. But during the course of that, once I accepted Christ as my personal Savior, you know, I had joined a certain denomination church, and I was there serving for, I wasn't serving at that point in time, the first year, but after the first year, I was chosen by some of the leaders to become a deacon. So I became a deacon. And I attended Bible study. And as I attended Bible study, I noticed after, about a half a year, I felt something was lacking. Yes, I did. Yes. And it really bothered me. So outside of, I kept going to Bible study, but the superintendent of that church at that time, I met with him, and we started studying the Bible together. And we started studying salvation. And it was very interesting. I mean, wow. I mean, like, boy, you're talking about being my mind being illuminated. I found out that there was a second experience outside of salvation. Amen. That was critical. Amen. That was avoided, that wasn't shared with me. And I'll tell you, I went to a time, and let me back up. During the course of that time of serving, that particular superintendent ended up leaving. Then I became the superintendent of Sunday school. So now we always went to these conventions once a year. And as I interact with different brothers and sisters from that particular denomination, I would share my study, you know, and I would share about the second experience. They did not accept that experience because they felt at the new birth they had received everything that God had for them. And believe it or not, they were correct to one, at one point, they were correct in receiving the Spirit. I mean, actually, when they became born again, the Spirit of God came in and took up residence. But it wasn't receiving the Spirit from on high with power that gives you the ability to make a connection with God, where you're being edified or charged up spiritually, that will help to assist you in this journey of faith. And I'll tell you, I became, I became a little discouraged. But I did not lash out at anyone. But after we did our study and we searched the scripture to find scripture what would show us where the Gentiles had received the infilling of the Holy Spirit. And we found that. And I want to tell you, we met with all our young brothers and sisters, and we gathered together with our prayer meeting and also the study of the Word. And I'll tell you what, all of those ones that wanted to accept this experience, matter of fact, everyone there was expecting that. So naturally, God obliged us. So when they laid hand on me, I'll tell you what, I spoke instantly. And I'll tell you, my experience, I'll never, ever forget this as long as I live. There was such a presence of heat that I experienced that I've never experienced that since then, that type of heat. But now I believe in being refilled, because I've learned that I can pray and ask God to refill me. Amen. And I think this is something that we all need to do. But what really helped me, it was one of the best things that helped me in this life of faith, is the power of the Holy Spirit. Because when you look at it, and we continue to search the scripture, my young brothers, because I was the oldest one there in this group, and it's really amazing, and God has really kept me surrounded by young folks of God. Young folks. That's what he's done. And it's really, and I think there's a reason why that is. Because you know what? I am complimented daily about, now you all now, you know, don't let my appearance right now, you know, get you to thinking that, well, hey, he's crazy. He looks like he's 75. You know, like, only because you know that. Because, you know, we celebrate birthdays. But people that don't know me, guess what? They see me and they really monitor my mannerism, the energy. I had a brother come to me and said, young lady waiting on me at the Whole Foods store. She says, you're 75? He says, you don't even act like it. I wanted to answer, I said, well, you know, what does 75 act like? You know? But, you know, I don't know. But you but first of all, God is the one that deserves all the praise and glory. I'm telling you that right now. But who you hang around with has a big influence on you as well. Don't forget that. I'll never forget this dear brother that I used to sit up under his teaching, Lester Summerall, from South Bend, Indiana. And Lester used to say, He says, I don't like to hang around in the old deadbeat Christian. I'm around with these young people that's on fire for God. And I'll tell you what, God led me to some three young men that was on fire for God, and they wanted his best. And right today, I want God's best, and I'm experiencing some of God's best. Yes, I am. And I want that. God wants that for you as well. Because I'm sharing with you today about my life and how I trust God. Yes, I'm going to trust God. And I'm not going to lean onto my own understanding where some things may be not clear to me. I don't quite understand in the Word. Oh, no. No. Right now, I'm like Abraham. I'm fully persuaded. Yes, I am. Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Serve a great and mighty God, folks. You know, I think about the situations that the infilling of the Holy Spirit. And before that actually took place in the book of Acts, Jesus told his disciples about the coming of the Holy Spirit. Now, what I want you to do is, like, let's turn to John, the Gospel of John, and let's turn to, 14. We're going to probably look at some verses through 14 and 15 and 16 because he's really talking about the Holy Spirit, you know, which is vital to our success, being a great influence here on earth for the kingdom of God. Yes. Yes. Oh, glory be unto the Lord. Hallelujah. But you know what, saints? I don't know everything, but I depend on someone that does. I'll tell you that. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory be unto the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. So I'll get to that. Patience. Okay. Everybody, now don't allow yourself to be offended when I make a statement like that, because everybody here has got to know me. Because I consider myself, I got a great sense of humor. Right, Brother Carter? Praise God. Hallelujah. Hey, I serve a great and mighty God, you know, because he's given me that sense of humor, because it's good. You know, because he's good. Because he's my source. He's my source.
That's right.
Yeah, mine. I don't know about y'all, but mine. Oh, yeah, he's my source. Oh, praise be unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at, you're in 14, right? Look at verse 16. And, I'm going to read 17 as well here. And now I'm reading from the New King James. Now, I love the New Living Translation. And the Spirit of God has led me to bless some young men with the Living Translation. I'll tell you what. They're outstanding, because I know everyone here has picked up on how Pastor Bill uses a lot of those examples. Amen? Amen. Because it's clarity. You know, because now he does use the old King James, you know? But I'll tell you what, deciphering that, I get kind of like a little choked up. So, you know, now I have the New King James, you know, and the New Living Translation. I'm telling you, boy, you're talking about clarity coming? Oh, glory be unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, verse 16. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper. another helper. Now, who was the previous helper?
Jesus himself.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes. So I think it's kind of, I don't want to get beyond myself here, get ahead of myself. Let me finish that. Okay. Another helper, that he may abide with you forever. Huh. I'll tell you what, saints, that's powerful. He's not going to leave you. He's going to be with you forever. So when you, I got to hold that a little bit. I don't want to allow my emotions to get the best of me. But I want to share with you the passage here in, I get there, praise the Lord. It's right here. In John, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Okay, here it is. Okay, praise God, hallelujah. Now, I want you to go to chapter 16 and verse 5 and 7. Now, this is where Jesus is talking to his disciples. He's telling them, okay? But here, in this instant here, there was sorrow. They were hit with sorrow because of him leaving. You know, and just pick up on what he says here. He said, but now, I go away to him who sent me. And none of you ask me, where are you going? 6, because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. I want you to think about that. Sorrow. He picked up on that. Sorrow had, with him telling them they were leaving, that he was leaving. He said, what are we, I'm going to do now? Think about it. Now, but he says here in that 7th verse, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. Amen. He will send him to you, to them, for what purpose? Think about it. Right there, with him telling them that he's going to depart, they needed to be comforted. They wanted to know where or who they were going to put their trust in. Amen? Now, with that being said, let's go down to verse 13. Yeah. See, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak of himself or of his own authority, but whatsoever he hears, he will speak and he will tell you things to come. Now, that guide is from the Greek. He's far greater than what you're reading at face value there. You know, if you were in a farmland and you were a place where you wasn't aware of, you would have a guide that would guide you different places. And you would not get lost or get in any trouble or be taken advantage of. The key thing is that guide there, The Holy Spirit has the ability to guide you in every area of your life and help you to avoid all kinds of situations where the enemy will take advantage of you. Yes. Saints, it's imperative that if you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, you need to be. Like the scripture says, Proverbs 3, lean not unto your own understanding, because you don't understand this. Well, actually, you should understand this because the Spirit of God has led Pastor Bill to share it very plainly. But now what you need to do is, if you haven't accepted that, what you need to do is renew your mind with those situations where the Spirit of God was received and what really took place in the lives of those that accepted the Holy Spirit. Because I believe very strongly that Jesus set a great example in, I want to say, in when Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit. Because we go to Matthew, let's look at that. Let's go to Matthew chapter 3. Let's go to Matthew chapter 3. I like this. Now, Matthew chapter 3, and we're going to look at the account of Jesus being baptized in the Jordan River by John the Baptist. John, you notice that John wanted to prevent him because John felt that he needed to be baptized by him. But he didn't realize. But I think that served a great significance of what, at that point in time, Jesus was setting an example for us to see that he needed this because Jesus is the second Adam. And he needs to set an example for, this is God's will, to show us that we need exactly what he needs. Because in this whole account, it talks about how he was, after he was baptized, he was led into the wilderness to be tempted and tried. Now, you get back. What took place? That same thing that took place in the book of Acts when he told the disciples to go to that upper room. And don't go anywhere. He commanded them. With a command like that, it's obvious that it was very important. Before they went out and started talking about the things of God, they needed some help. And the power of the Holy Spirit was available for them after the day of Pentecost. Amen. So God wants us to take advantage of his word, to trust him. Trust him. Yes. He wants you to trust him in every situation that you encounter in life. Trust him. Yes. Because that's the love that he had for mankind. He sent his only begotten son to open that door back up where it was when Adam, before he sinned. Adam can come before him and plead his case at any time. But it was closed by his disobedience. But God's great love sent his son. Hallelujah. And saints, I want you to know the importance of this. Because the helper will lead and guide you in how to trust God. How to trust Him. Lean not unto your own understanding, but trust what thus say the Word of God. Because when you do this, fruit will be produced in your lives, and it becomes a great influence on the surroundings that you influence. You will be a great influence. You won't have to say one thing. Your lifestyle will be convicting in itself. Good saints, I thank God that I trust Him. And saints, it always wasn't like that. As time went on, that trust was built up because of my commitment to spend time with Him on a daily basis. And I'll tell you what, my wife can attest to this because, you know, like I'm in one room, she's in another room, she's in there, and sometimes I'm laying, I'll hear the phone, somebody's always calling me, I don't. At that time, you know what, I don't, she knows, I do not answer the phone. But people, I think this enemy is always sending somebody to call them to interrupt that time. And she knows, there's time. Now, we're up at like, sometimes it's like 5:30, sometimes it's before that, 6:30, that we will go on now. And I believe very strongly that we're being led by the Spirit to do this because this is what it's all about. God is everything to us. Amen. That time becomes so satisfying. Sometimes I sit there and I just like meditate and I'm just thanking and praising God because of who He is and how good He is. How good He is. See, you would never know how good He is if you haven't put into practice what His Word says. Because sometimes the reason why you're not benefiting from those things is because there's certain situations where you're leaning unto your own understanding instead of doing what the Word says. Saints, we're going to be challenged because right in the same, same chapter, but the previous, the future chapter here is Matthew chapter 4 and the temptation of Jesus, how He was led in the wilderness. And also, this is Matthew's account, and how he dealt with temptation. We're tempted all the time. We're tempted by Satan, and we're tempted by this stuff here, this flesh. Yes, we are. The Spirit of truth has been given to us to help us to keep that flesh under. And with our mind being renewed with the Word of God, so those thoughts, ideas, and suggestions that come, you have to do what the Word says. And God will be glorified. You can trust Him. Because you know what, saints? I have trusted God in those situations. I'm binding and loosening every day. Some of you might say, why? Now, I'm not patting myself on the back. Because you know what? I'm causing havoc to the kingdom of darkness. Yeah. I'm always in the presence of young people sharing the goodness of God's word. And he's always bombarding my mind with all kinds of crazy stuff. I'm telling you, saints, because he did it here, and he'll leave. He'll leave for a season. Next thing I know. Because all I do is say what the word says. I say, get thee behind me. Say, get thee up under my foot. I'm telling you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because the assistance of the Holy Spirit is vital in our walk. And I would pray at the conclusion of this message that all of you that want to be refilled, we would do that. Because saints, God loved us so much that he sent the Holy Spirit to assist us. Don't disregard that. Young people, the worst thing you can do, and you know, like it was an uphill battle for me. I had some struggles that early in my walk because I did not have the power of the Holy Spirit operating in my life the way God wanted to be operating in my life. God does not want that because there's still people that are accepting salvation. Okay, and it's not being shared with them, the infilling of the Holy Spirit. You need help in this journey. You notice what happened with Jesus, okay? He was tempted afterwards. He was led out in the wilderness, and he was tempted. And he withstand those temptations. That example was set for us to follow as well. Just remember that. Don't try to figure out how God could be a man and God at the same time. We don't have that type of capability of understanding the deep thing, those spiritual things. That's what it is, spiritual. Yeah. That's why we need to take advantage of that gift and pray in the Spirit. Because when you do, the scripture says that you pray unto God, not to men. Howbeit in the Spirit, he speaks mystery. Yes. And when you pray, your spirit prays. And you're edified, which means you're charged up. And that charging up, you think about this. That charging up is not... I can use this example, is that like a battery? If the battery goes dead, guess what? Man, the car is not running anywhere. No, unless you get something to charge it back up. Amen? Now, I believe that we need to be charged up daily. I pray in the Holy Ghost every single day. Yeah. Oh, yes. I do. And I'm no different than anyone sitting out before me. But this is what God wants. You think about what you're doing. You're praying directly to God. And by doing so, you get a double whammy. Okay? You're praying to God and you're building yourself up at the same time. Boy, that's totally awesome. Praise God. Hallelujah. Who don't want that? Glory be unto the Lord. Hallelujah. He set the plan for us, saints. Yes, he has. And I'll tell you, I thank and praise him. Hallelujah. Glory be unto the Lord. And you know, saints, I take a look at my notes here. You notice I didn't flip through, but you know what? The Spirit of God. The Spirit of God. This morning, when I knew, I just added some things to my day that God would use me. That's something that I make a statement every day, is that take me, O Lord, as wholly thine. I lay all my plans at thy feet. Use me today in thy service and abide with me. And let all my work be wrought in thee in the name of Jesus. Yes. It's a wonderful thing. And I know that this is all starts in my spirit. I rely on the Holy Spirit on a daily basis. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory be unto the Lord. But also, like I was saying, is that I did not pray before the Spirit of God just reminded me of that. But I prayed beforehand, just asking him, like I said, to use me. But I depend on the Holy Spirit to lead and guide me, to share the word of God to his people, that they would get the understanding of what I'm sharing with them. And they would become doers, or trust in you, Lord. Trust in you. Because this is what you desire. Because when you read Proverbs and when you read Psalms, especially Psalms, David, all he talked about is just magnifying God and how he trusts him.
Yes.
It is so satisfying.
Yes, it is.
I'm telling you, saints. Glory be unto the Lord. Hallelujah. We serve a great and mighty God, saints. Glory be unto the Lord. Hallelujah. My encouragement is, trust in the Lord and lean not unto your own understanding. Trust him for your sickness. Trust him as you go into temptation. Trust him with your finances. Because you know what, saints? You know, and I did not do this because I believe that the Spirit of God did not lead me, because this is something that I wanted to share, and I believe it was probably just something from, and it could have been, I might have missed it, but about bringing the tithes and offerings to the storehouse. I document everything that my wife and I give. Everything. Now, I have a tablet, probably about that thick, and it has 17 years of giving in there. So when I run into a situation, a financial situation, you know what I do? I do what the word says. I put God in remembrance based upon his word. Because you know what he says? He says, bring ye all the tithes and offerings to the storehouse and prove me in testing him. That he would not pour out the windows of blessing. I won't have room enough to contain it. Yeah. Yeah, that's what he says. Because saints, I know every one of us are challenged in these areas, because Satan is doing everything he can to influence you to do otherwise. Because he doesn't want the word going out. Because I really like what Pastor Bill, I like that prayer that he prays at offering, tithes and offerings. Okay? I'm telling you, it's powerful. It's powerful. But saints, what you have to do is learn how to depend on God's word. And I'm going to say one other thing is that about this, the tithes and offerings, okay? Because the Spirit of God I know is leading me, because the work of the kingdom is based upon finances. Because there's things that we need to get done here on this building. Yes, we do. And God expects for us to, we trust him by us being obedient and doing what he instruct us to do. And I would say especially with the under shepherd that's in charge here. And I thank and praise God for Pastor Bill. And I will always support him because that's what God has directed me to do. And I thank and praise God for him. And saints, I encourage you, make confessions based upon what the Word says in reference of, because he has so many little things in the Word that tells you about, like finances, how you're, you know, you give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, that men are given to your bosom. God will work. Don't try to figure out how he'll work through somebody and give you something. Don't try to figure it out with your limited thinking. You know, your limited natural thinking, because basically that's what it is, okay? You know, he wants to bless you. He wants to bless you, okay? And he tells us that it is more blessed to give than receive. Yes. You know what, saints? I just praise God for those finances. And I'm, you know, and I'm not looking at, I'm boasting and bragging about the God I serve. God has purpose in my heart. He says, look, I've supplied your needs, but one thing is I want you to do. I want you to be led by the Spirit of God, because there might be a time that I want you to give something to someone that's in need. And I'm telling you what, saints, we should always be sensitive to that. Okay? Yes. We have to look, God will supply our needs, not man. You know, we can do all things through him who strengthens us. You know, remember that. Praise God. Hallelujah. We serve a great and mighty God. And saints, you know, I hope you got something out of this today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We serve a great and mighty God. Deserves our best. He deserves our best. Our best. And I, on a daily basis, I'm working on giving him my best. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. So now, saints, what I'd like to do is, if anyone that hasn't received the Holy Spirit and you would like to, because I am a believer and our pastor is a believer as well. Because just like I was laid hands on, see that contact, boom. See, you have to believe that God will work through those that believe. Okay? And also if you want to be refilled, we'll do that as well. Because I don't know how many times I might do that during the course of a year. I know I do it more than once. I do it more than twice. I do it more than three times. You might say, well, why? Hey, look, when you're in battle, look here. I'm going to tell you what. Hey, look here. You need to be and praying in the Holy Ghost. That's every day, you know. Yeah. Hey, yeah. Amen. Amen. So if there is anyone. Anyone. Don't let the enemy, do not let the enemy speak to you, say, well, you don't need, don't succumb to that suggestion. No, there's been an invitation given to you. Remember that. Praise God. Hallelujah. We serve a great and mighty God. I'm telling you, saints, we serve, and he wants to meet your needs. You know, he wants to meet your needs. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory be unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Put that there. Yeah, get that out there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory.